On the edge of revolution. When the ministry of John began, the nation was verging on revolution. At the removal of Archelaus, Judea had been brought directly under the control of Rome. The tyranny and extortion of the Roman governors, and their efforts to introduce heathen symbols and customs, kindled revolt, which had been quenched in the blood of thousands of the bravest of Israel. Amid discord and strife, a voice was heard from the wilderness, startling and stern yet full of hope, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." With a new, strange power it moved the people. Here was an announcement that the coming of Christ was at hand. With the spirit and power of Elijah, John denounced the national corruption and rebuked the prevailing sins. His words were pointed and convincing. The nation was stirred. Multitudes flocked to the wilderness. John called the people to repentance. As a symbol of cleansing from sin, he baptized them in the waters of the Jordan. Thus he declared that those who claimed to be the chosen people of God were defiled by sin. Without purification of heart, they could have no part in the Messiah's kingdom. Princes and rabbis, soldiers, publicans, and peasants came to hear the prophet. Many were brought to repentance and received baptism in order to participate in the kingdom he announced. Many scribes and Pharisees came confessing their sins and asking for baptism. They had led the people to entertain a high opinion of their piety, now the guilty secrets of their lives were unveiled. But John was impressed that many of these men had no real conviction of sin. They were time servers. As friends of the prophet, they hoped to find favor with the coming prince. And by receiving baptism, they thought to strengthen their influence with the people.